Yes, people expressed a lot of surprise that Scorsese should make a film for children.
What is it?
It's a wind-up figure, like a music box.
Who built him?
I would think a magician.
You see this? A keyhole in the shape of a heart.
Another mystery.
I was talking with somebody the other day, and she thought that her grandson, who is age 10, probably wouldn't be quite on the wavelength of it. He might identify with the little boy at the centre.
Who are you?
Hugo.
Where do you live? Is it a secret?
Yes.
Oh, good, I love secrets.
But probably Scorsese is drawing in the kids in some way, but probably adults will enjoy it more.
It looks very beautiful, I must say, and important also in the sense that the film is also about the history of cinema and it contains some very special frames, I think.
It does. The interesting thing, which I didn't read up about it before I went in, so I found it rather a delight to discover that there was a focus on one of the most famous of the French filmmakers at the turn of last century, Georges, I was going to say Méliès, but they keep pronouncing him Méliès in the film. And he was an animator around 1900 and up to the time of World War One, and had his own studio, made all these extraordinary fantasy films. They all had to be short for the nature of the technology of the time. But his most famous one, you may have seen images of it, was The Voyage to the Moon, where the rocket goes straight into the moon, which has a face and pokes the moon in the eye. But it was recently restored to its colour original, and Scorsese's incorporated that into the film of Hugo. So you get a chance to really appreciate what was happening over 100 years ago in that development of animation in France.
Well, I read in your review that each frame was hand-painted at the time.
Yes, the Technicolor process really didn't come in until the 1930s. So a lot of hand-painting or tinting went along for almost 40 years before the colour processes were developed. So it looks very beautiful. If you've been looking at anything on YouTube, you've been missing out on the 3D. Because Scorsese made the film in 3D, and everybody agrees, and I'd have to agree as well, it's got some of the most vivid presentations of action in 3D that I've seen.
Where are your parents, little man?
Go! The opening sequence is a chase through the station in Paris, Gare de Montparnasse, and right through the station and at the back of the clocks and all the space above the station. It's really active and vivid and colourful, and you are drawn in.
I was actually going to ask you about the 3D, because I get the feeling that often it's not really that important to have 3D, but everyone seems to go for it. As you say, it is in this film. It really does have a significance.
Yes. The trouble is, I think, some of the filmmakers are debasing the 3D effect by doing it in the post-production process, whereas the better films are filmed with 3D cameras, which is what Scorsese has done and what Steven Spielberg did for the Avengers of Tintin. So you've got the genuine article, so to speak.
Sounds like that the problem of this film could be that maybe children today, as you were saying, may not relate very much to the situation, to the characters, and maybe many adults wouldn't go and see it because it is branded as a children's film.
It's Neverland and Oz and Treasure Island all wrapped into one.
Yes, I hope that they'll go on the Scorsese name and the generally good reviews that the film has had. The two children actually are very, very good. Asa Butterfield, who was in The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, and Chloe Moretz, who was in the vampire film Let Me In, they're engaging enough to watch on screen, and there's enough story. Maybe it's better for 12s and over rather than 12s and under, but I don't think there'd be any harm in the younger ones seeing it if they responded to the story of the child, but also, of course, the wonderful story of discovering who this cranky old man in the station is and that he was once a very famous director.
Oh,
sure about this?
We could get into trouble.
That's how you know it's an adventure.